Today we jump into the Old Testament. Our scripture can be found in the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 17. The poor and needy search for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched with thirst. But I, the Lord, will answer them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them.
Lord, what a wonderful promise we have in this scripture. You will never forsake your children, no matter what we've done. Thank you, Lord, for that kind of love. I want you to give me the living water today so that I will never thirst again. Amen.
Today, think about, have you ever been so thirsty you could hardly wait to get that drink of water? That cold, cool, pure water that just ran down the back of your throat and satisfied that thirst. Have you ever been so spiritually thirsty that you couldn't quench that either? Jesus said he was the living water, the bread of life, the living word, the wonderful counselor, the everlasting Lord, the Savior, the root of Jesse, the Alpha Omega, the great I am. In Jesus we have everything that we'll ever need. But do you ever get spiritually thirsty? I mean truly spiritually thirsty, to the point where you just have to pick up your Bible and get into the Word of God. You want a revival? You need to be spiritually thirsty, with a thirst that nothing can satisfy but the Lord God Almighty.
Today's action. Go get yourself a long, cool drink of the living water. Today's treasure is in the book of Revelation, chapter 22, verses 12 and 13. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give to everyone according to his work. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last.